This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts lawmakers get down to budgeting in earnest while sitting on top of a cash pile. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
As House lawmakers consider their $49.6 billion budget proposal and about 1,500 amendments, one notable difference between the House lawmakers' budget and that budget filed by the governor lies in taxes. House Republicans want some sort of tax relief to get baked into next year's budget. So what challenges do those fewer than 30 House Republicans face, and what exactly are they looking for?
Yeah, well, the challenges they face are the same ones that they and Governor Baker have encountered with Democratic leadership since the governor first proposed his tax proposal. The governor, as a companion to his budget, floated the idea of about $700 million in tax cuts to give some of that surplus revenue that you mentioned back to taxpayers. There are cuts for a rental relief, senior property tax relief. There are major changes proposed by the governor to the estate tax, as well as reducing short-term capital gains tax rates for investors, which Baker said will not impact just the wealthy, but also middle-class people who have money invested. But the legislature so far has not bitten on any of these. They are considering the governor's tax package separately from this budget. We're also going to see the Republicans try on the floor to push for gas tax relief. And we've seen this effort fail in both the House and Senate in recent weeks as gas prices have gone up. And we've seen efforts to try and suspend the state's 24-cent gas tax at least through the summer or for a period of several months to help drivers in particular at the pump. But these efforts have gone nowhere, and it's hard to see them gaining any traction this morning when debate begins on revenue amendments to this budget proposal for FY23.
And speaking of Republican governors, you know, some say pardons undermine judges and juries. In Massachusetts, former Republican Governor Mitt Romney was known for never granting any clemencies. Just last week, Republican Governor Charlie Baker's second commutation was approved by the parole board. Could we be seeing more acts of clemency from the governor before he leaves office?
It's certainly a possibility. This is now the time of the last year of a second-term governor who's not running for re-election. But you're right, these sort of faded in popularity. They used to be quite common. Governors used to grant many of these. But it became a politically much more challenging and tricky proposition for governors as the political climate changed. Certainly remember what Governor Dukakis went through during his presidential campaign with the issue of pardons and clemency and letting people out of prison early. So this has become a little bit dicey for politicians, but the governor has already stepped forward on the recommendation of the parole board and commuted two first-degree murder sentences to second-degree murder for the first time in decades. Those two men have since been granted parole. So I think it's entirely possible that we see other actions taken by the governor before he leaves office.
And Massachusetts lawmakers are, of course, in the second year of their two-year session. So what we know is that whatever they're going to get done is going to be finished on July 31st. So last week we had a quiet school vacation week at the State House. What are some of the measures lawmakers are likely to focus on, other than the budget, for the last 3 months?
Yeah, the budget's a big one to get done, but the governor has also put forward a hefty agenda. We've seen him file health care bills, the tax package, of course. But while we wait to see if Democrats latch on to any of these ideas, there are proposals that he's put for the governor that is put forward that they are likely to do, if not the exact version. Economic development is a biannual thing that we see the legislature take up. The governor proposed his bill last week. This is something that's likely going to get done. The governor's also proposed a major transportation borrowing bill for long-term spending on infrastructure. What it looks like could change a lot, but this is also something we're likely to see the legislature do. They have to negotiate things like voting law changes, climate policy. The Senate passed a major comprehensive bill, the House a more narrow-focused one. We know House Speaker Ron Mariano has said he will take up and even go further on the Senate mental health bill, and the Senate is interested in doing something on child care and helping reduce the cost of early education for families. The House does a little bit in its budget proposal that will be debated this week, but we're waiting to see what the Senate has in store there. So plenty on tap, not to mention the fact that the Senate will be taking up a sports betting legalization bill this Thursday.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.